It was funny. Last night, Eddie O and Foley talked about this a lot. They spent the better, probably two-thirds of the third period talking about how Columbus knows that Panarin's gone. I mean, that's a given. He's basically said, like, I'm going to leave. Bobrovsky's not been quite that committal to leaving, but that's another guy looking at a huge deal as an unrestricted free agent, and they don't want to be what the Islanders are with John Tavares, where their best player just goes. So I'd be shocked if neither of those guys are. I think they're both going to get traded this year, unless Columbus looks like a really strong cup contender, which I know they took the Caps. They took it. You know, it was a good series against the Capitals, but I don't think they're Stanley Cup contenders just yet. So I think they need to get something for Panarin and for Bobrovsky if they're going to walk. And I think you see both those guys traded. I think for the Hawks to get him is pretty unrealistic.
Yeah.
If they want to get Panarin, it's going to cost Schmaltz and or DeBrincat.
And why would you do that?
Right. And Panarin's also going to get $9 to $10 million as a free agent.
Yeah, forget that. They can't afford that. And giving up that price for a rental would be silly.
Yeah. If you still had Taves and Kane and those guys like in their prime, Keith and Seabrook in their primes, like it was 2013, you felt like you needed that one extra piece to get over the hump. Maybe you give up your two top prospects to make it happen. But I think at this point in the organization, they need Schmaltz and they need DeBrincat to be the next wave of dominant Blackhawks forwards. And so far, it looks pretty good. I don't know if they'll ever get quite to the level of Kane or Taves when they were at their peak, but you can have two like legit top three forwards on your team for the next 10 years if you keep those guys. And I think they should and will do everything they can to keep those guys locked up long term.
I'm going to quote a very popular Disney movie and what I'm going to say in response to this question. Let it go. Artemi Panarin is not the answer here. You do not need to trade for him and sign him to a free agent deal. Surprisingly enough, there are other forwards in the NHL that the Blackhawks could potentially make moves and get if they really feel like they need to add another scorer. I think that the price would be too high for Artemi Panarin. I mean, I know he's obviously a very strong player, but there is a reason the Blackhawks got rid of him. It wasn't because he was a one-trick pony, in the immortal words of Jay Zawoski. They gave him up because they knew they could not afford to re-sign him, and they wanted cost certainty and tenure of contract in the form of Brandon Saad, and that's why they made the deal. Undoing that and trading away a player of the caliber of DeBrincat or Schmaltz to get it done would be a really silly move by Stan Bowman, and one that I don't think would necessarily fit the kind of mold that he's kind of cast during this offseason, which has not been to operate with a particularly strong sense of urgency. You can't look at Brandon Manning and Cam Ward and Chris Kunitz and tell me that this team is eager and ready and willing to go out and win a Stanley Cup right damn now. To me, it indicates that they're looking for some placeholder guys, and Artemi Panarin certainly does not fit that bill.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think the Hawks do this to themselves a little bit by constantly trading for old players where fans just think it's going to happen all the time. Panarin's great, and he's a really good player, and I was wrong about him. I'll be the first guy to admit it. But there, like you said, there's no way. There's no way they can acquire him, and even if they do, there's no way they lock him up long term. There's no way. And look, you need, aside from Schmaltz and DeBrincat, if you want to tag those guys and not trade them by any means, make them unavailable, okay, then it's going to take Jokiharju and Boquist and Bodan, these top flight defensive prospects. To me, those five, I'll say four. Jokiharju, Boquist, Schmaltz, DeBrincat should be as close to untouchable for this organization as you can get. I'm not saying 5 years ago or 6 years ago they would be, but looking at the status of the organization now, I think those guys, barring a major signed, cheap, young superstar coming back, which I don't even know who that would be, you don't trade any of those four because they are essential to the next decade of your franchise.
Yeah, I mean, they're absolutely the foundation that they're going to have to build upon, especially with some of the more expensive contracts that the team currently has on the books, you need guys like that to produce. And getting rid of them to get a guy like Artemi Panarin or anybody of that kind of similarity, just, I think it'd be silly, and I think it would be counterproductive, and it honestly would just defeat the entire purpose of what Stan Bowman's been trying to do this offseason. So as much as everybody kind of is fantasizing about this Artemi Panarin reunion, I once again reiterate, just let it go. It's not going to happen, and it's not the right thing for the team to do.